live, ladies and gentlemen. I want to go ahead now into our second hour here on PrisonPlanet.tv, doing 2 hours today. I want to go ahead and go to this first clip. This is Dr. Michael Kaufman from Endgame 1.5 reading from a government commission study about what they were going to do to the public, breaking up the family, drugging the population. I played this earlier in the week, but I want to play it again. And then the next segment, I'm going to play the clip. I don't know why I don't just play it from here. I can actually play the video from here to show it to folks. But regardless, it's up on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. This other clip from Endgame 1.5 that's on PrisonPlanet.tv, where Estulin, in June of 2006, were at the hotel after he had just met, literally in the woods near the hotel. He had to go out the back and hide from people following him. And we were being followed around in the hotels. That happened this year up in Virginia. We had spooks all over us. I mean, flipping us off, wearing clown masks, following us. Oh, yeah, wait till all that footage comes out. Paul didn't see... I usually just hire folks, you know, like, hey, you look like a good person to work for me. You know, you're doing a good job over here at this other radio station I do a show out of. Here, come over here. He had no idea what he was getting into. Yes, Paul, we have it all on tape. Let's go ahead. Well, I mean, there's photos and video of him in the mask and flipping us off. Those have been posted on InfoWars.com. But side issue, here is Kaufman. Stay with us.
Back in 1965, the Department of Health and Education and Welfare, HEW, sponsored a study to define how they're going to get from where they were then in 1965 to where we are now in the 21st century. They came out with a report in 1969 called the Behavioral Science Teacher Education Program that's now fully integrated within our educational program. And this is what they said, and I want to have you hang on to your hats because you will not believe what they planned to do back in 1965-69 and what is happening actually today. He said, calculations of the future and how to modify it are no longer considered to be an obscure academic pursuit. Long-range planning and implementation of plans will be made by a technological scientific elite. This will strain the democratic fabric to the ripping point. The Protestant ethic will atrophy as more and more enjoyed a varied, leisured, and guaranteed sustenance. Work as a means to and an end of living will diminish. Most people will tend to be hedonistic, and a dominant elite will provide the bread and circuses to keep social dissension and disruption to at a minimum. A small elite will carry society's burdens. The resulting impersonal manipulation of most people's lifestyles will be softened by provision for pleasure-seeking and guaranteed physical necessities. The controlling elite will engage in power plays largely without the involvement of most of the people. And that is so true today. Most people have no idea what's going on in the international arena, have none. Almost all of this is being done in secrecy. Going on with this report, the society will be a leisurely one. People will study, play, and travel. Some will be in various stages of the drug-induced experiences. Each individual will receive at birth a multi-purpose identification, which will have, amongst other things, extensive communications and control uses. Each individual will be saturated with ideas of information. Each will be self-selected. Other kinds will be imposed overtly by those who assume the responsibility for the other's actions. Relatively few individuals will be able to maintain control over their opinions. Most will be pawns of competing opinion molders. It's amazing how back in the 1960s, they began the process of getting us to where we are right now. If you look at society today, almost every one of the characteristics that I read have come true. We are living in a planned society. We are living focused on leisure and recreation. We live in a drug-induced society. All of the things that they talked about in the 1960s have become a reality by the 21st century. This is the level of extent of control that they have. Most people's opinions are not done by through education and through knowledge. They're done by molding your ideas. And that's why it's very hard for the average person to understand the fact that we're moving into a global society that is totally controlled by puppeteers, the global elite, and moving towards their ultimate objective of having world government.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. The economic disaster is taking food out of the mouths of our families. Farmers, food brokers, and grocery stores can't get credit to supply your food. Over a third of us can't afford to buy food and pay our other expenses. Lines of credit and cards are often cut back or canceled. Last year, the eFoods Direct Holiday Food Unit was a fun and exciting one-year supply with a great price. This year, to quickly complete our food supply preparations, eFoods Direct has created a very serious holiday unit. This super supply costs $300 less than the basic Liberty one-year supply and has more food. Safe food for less than half the cost of last year's groceries. For delivery by Christmas, orders must be submitted by the end of November. Good food is a gift of life and love this holiday season. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that a plan has been ongoing since the 1930s to break the United States down into 10 regions? Has the Federal Emergency Management Agency, known as FEMA, done exactly that? Their hope is to erase the borders between the states and have only those regions. Infiltrators into communist cell meetings at the University of Colorado reported this to the federal government in 1935. The infiltrator became a senator from South Dakota. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, the GCN Radio Network. I am Alex Jones. Daryl Rundes, who popped in last week with ideas of taking on the New World Order, will be with us in the last 30 minutes today again. Now we have calls, a bunch of clips I want to play, some other news, jam-packed final hour here. But before I do that today, I wanted to finish up the Dr. Michael Kaufman clip and then another clip from Endgame, so here it is.
They have created various crises along the way over the last 100 years. World War I, as we've talked about, was contrived. World War II was contrived. We got the United Nations as a result of World War II, which was one of their big goals. Even though they denied the fact that they ever intended to have the United Nations as a world government, some of their more esoteric documents show very clearly that that's what they intended right from the start. And we're starting to see that now with the Commission on Global Governance. All the international treaties that we're looking at, especially the environmental treaties, basically are like these strands over Gulliver and Gulliver's travels. One strand does not necessarily trap us, but when you have hundreds of these international treaties and all of these regulations, when you have the North American Union, where you give up your basic sovereignty to a group of international bureaucrats, all of these things are strands that literally tie us down to the point that we no longer have freedom to cause development. We no longer have economic freedom. We no longer have a free market enterprise. We no longer have the ability to profit from innovation. And that will ultimately destroy us. Now that we no longer have war to maintain stability within the population, maintain control, which is kings and queens and bureaucrats and tyrants and so forth through history have used war, we have to have an alternative form of terror in order to maintain the stability of people and the allegiance of people behind their government. That is now taking the form of terrorism.
Absolutely. Okay. We're also going to stream this video at PrisonPlanet.tv, but we're going to play it from John's end. This is Daniel Estulin, and then it cuts into some other people. Myself, Jim Tucker, talking about the inside info from Bilderberg 2.5 years ago. And he talks about how they were going to go up to $150 a barrel. It had hit $60 a barrel then. He talks about how they're going to sucker people back in the stock market by running it up to 14,000. I mean, they run things, folks, okay? This is really happening. So here it is.
One of the things that, you know, we're getting from this morning, this morning conference was about the energy crisis in the rest of the world. This, the afternoon conference, which started at 4:00, 4:30, we were talking about one of the American delegates, I wasn't told who exactly it was talking about the concern that the American citizens have had with the housing prices going down, so they're not investing that money. So what they needed to do is they needed to create the illusion that everything is going well. So what they're going to do over the next year and a half, is to bring the market back up to 1998, 1999 levels. They're going to get all the suckers to invest whatever little money they have left over, and that's when they're going to make the economy bottom drop out. They need to destroy the economy, because as we're running out of oil, when people don't travel, at least that's what they're saying, when people don't travel, when people don't have money, they don't travel, they don't spend any money, which means they don't waste a lot of oil and natural gas. That's actually the true people who are members of the Bilderberg Club.
It's actual members.
They're members of the Bilderberg Club who for years and years and years have been going and participating in all the conversations. They've always been dead on, always. And last year they said the oil prices are going to go up to 150. At the time it was 39, went up to 76, Basically doubled. If it doubles again, it's going to be back to where these people
are. If they attack Iran, it will at 150.
Well, the Iran thing is on the back burner. It was very much on the agenda last year, but from what I'm getting at this year's lunch, today's lunch, and a few people playing golf, Iran is definitely sour, and they're not exactly sure how to do this thing. There's just too many consequences, too many repercussions. Anyway,
they told them no. I mean, they said don't attack Iraq, half of them back in.
Well, I think it's different. I think the new cause, I think the Bush administration is not in the same position as they were 2, 3, 4 years ago.
Absolutely.
As they are now. So the whole point is that
28% of bill writing. Huh?
We still have 2 days of Bilderberg conference because it started late, a day late. It's going to go on until Sunday afternoon. I think it's going to go Sunday morning. Still going to have discussing something. Anyway, it's on all day tomorrow. So we'll find out a lot more about what they're going to be talking about. Tomorrow, the first item on the agenda is Eurasia. Russia, China, and the relation that the Russians and the Chinese have with the Americans. That's the first item on the agenda for Sunday morning. And that's the that discussion forum will be led by Richard Cohen.
The New World Order, as we're seeing it evolve, is exactly the opposite of what our founding fathers intended by developing the Constitution, the tripart form of government where you have division of powers between the legislative, judicial, and executive branches. When our founding fathers established the Constitution of the United States, they intended to have the local government as being the superior government over the state government and the federal government. Unfortunately, over the last 50 years, the reverse has occurred. Now we have an all-powerful federal government. Jefferson said when that happens, we will have a tyranny that is far worse than the one that they had just separated, which was, of course, England. We now have a government, basically, that is a tyrannical form of government in the federal government. It will become more so in the future because they have no accountability to the actual local person. The reason why we had local government as being the most powerful government in our Constitution was the fact that these were people that were being elected by the people over which they had jurisdiction. Now we have jurisdiction by bureaucracy at the federal level that has no accountability whatsoever to the local person. And that will always result in tyranny eventually.
Bilderberg's ultimate goal is a world government for the United Nations to evolve into a world government. And they're making progress, and we must stop that progress. The fact that the UN is now the standing army of NATO is now the standing army of the United Nations that was established at the 50th anniversary celebration of NATO, pending before the UN.
Okay. And then, of course, Jim later predicted that George Bush was actually going to say global warming was real, that we needed the carbon tax, which he indeed later did do. I mean, these guys, this is the heads of the big banks, this is the queens, the kings. This is the Rothschilds, this is the Rockefellers, and they run it. And they engineer the economic collapse we're in publicly. They are stealing all the money, and they're going to steal even more, and they're going to take your houses and farms and ranches and businesses, and they don't care about you having a free market. They don't care about you living a good life. They don't want you to. That's what all this grid of control and all this enforcement's about. It's about taking you down to slave level. Now, I want to go to your phone calls for those that are holding. David and, well, we've already gone to them. Eric and Max and Junis and Abraham and everybody else. We'll get to you. Ron in New York. Ron's a cop, so we'll go to him. I want to hear from him. I think that's the New York cop we know from years back. Sends us a lot of good stuff. In fact, I'll go to him first in a minute. But I wanted to go over some of these headlines. I've been meaning to do this for days. It's the kind of stuff I get sent from listeners. This is a report out of the New York Times for everybody. And you can see there on the screen that there is a tiny camera built in to the upper part of the windshield watching her. And I'll back it out so you can see the full headlines in the Nation section. Cameras keep an eye out. Now, I remember in 2000 reading studies by Toyota, Chrysler, and others where they said that they were going to condition the public to accept cameras in all the cars with the police dialing in when they wanted to, just like OnStar with the audio, with the cell phone and listening to you, to, quote, see if you're okay for safety. They also said it could be advertised, and I put this in my films, like Police State 3, Total Enslavement, that first parents would use it to track their children, and parents would use the cell phone function that tracks you with a website down to a few feet of, you know, from where you are, because under the 96 Telecommunications Act, they built this in. And sure enough, here they are conditioning everybody to get ready for this. Also, Toyota wants to have an infrared camera that if there's pressure on the seats, when it's hot in the car, you know, this will save the 30-something kids a year that die with their parents leaving them in the car, that'll call the police, and the police will dial in over a mobile modem and watch you. And they're doing federal studies to get people to put tax-by-the-mile tracker systems in their cars. So everybody's being conditioned right now, and it says, I feel like I'm being babysat, said Stacy Richardson, 17, of the camera installed under Ford Escort. Her father says it's for her own good and the good of other drivers. It says devices note when a teen makes an unwise move and lets parents know. And see, now it's going to be truck drivers and everybody else. They're conditioning the public to accept a total Big Brother society. This is how it happens. But see, this would be fine if we had angels running things. We don't. We have a corrupt elite, a dangerous society, very evil elite. Throughout history, this stuff is always abused, and it is being abused. It says Kevin Richardson does not have to ride in his 17-year-old daughter's Ford Escort to know when she takes a turn too fast. The camera system installed in her car will email him about it. So, see, that's just like the black boxes 15 years ago they put in all the cars that track you and know how you wrecked or what really happened and then is used against you in a court of law, or the progressive insurance boxes they put in your car. See, it's all about surveillance. The camera system installed in her car will email him about it. And it says, she's at the age when she's a little rebellious, said Mr. Richardson. See, the public's a little rebellious. We need to have this done by government. It's our big brother. It's our big daddy. Mr. Richardson, 54, of Ludsby, Maryland, said, and I'm of the age where I'm not in a mood to take any crap. The Richardsons are among the 100 families in Southern Maryland enrolled in a state sponsored study to install camera systems that record the movements before and after an unusual driving maneuver, such as a sudden braking or a too sharp a turn. And state officials want to put these in everybody's cars. I've read their studies. This tells the slaves they want to put it in the cars of people 16 to 20. And they're talking about, you know, not letting teens have but one person in the car or not letting teens drive after night. It's training them just how to be prisoners. And then when they grow up, they'll still be prisoners. So there is Big Brother cameras, and public schools everywhere have cameras in the bathrooms and in the classrooms as they learn how to be good little prisoners. In fact, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we're going to skip this break, and I'm going to talk behind the scenes so we can come back and take calls so I can go through the other news articles. But when we come back for the full audience, we will go to some of your phone calls. So stay with us. If you want to see this, go to PrisonPlanet.tv.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Okay. You know what? I forgot I've had Ted Anderson sitting there for 15 minutes. But we will go to your calls when Darrell Rundis is on with us, I promise. Ted, are you still in the studio?
Yeah, I'm right here, Alex.
You are a real trooper. You know, I called you an hour ago and said, come in, tell us where gold is. It's up today. Major newspapers are reporting that governments worldwide are out of gold, can't keep up with demand. Again, we have total manipulation going on here. When the COMEX, you know, says gold is $750, but when people are paying $1,000 or more an ounce all over the world and the gold is selling out, again, you're not adding some huge premium on this gold, Ted. You're selling it because you bought it a week ago or more than a week ago when it was less. you're passing on that $50+ an ounce savings to people, and that's why you're so competitive, because you've been in the business 30 years.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I did buy this stuff between $700 and $710. Gold is up another $10 from yesterday when we had talked. My prices are exactly the same as they were yesterday. So, you know, you're getting one great bargain. And the reason why I'm able to do this is because you're right. I did buy this stuff, and until I run out of stock, I'm not going to raise the prices. I do have the franc still. It's 187. Anybody who listened yesterday knows that I was offering them at 187. I also have the British sovereign right now at 228. I'm sorry, the U.S. Eagles are sold out. I'm not U.S. Eagles. The Canadian Maple Leafs sold out. They're done. I'm going to have to go out and buy them again, and probably going to be close, you know, into the 900s now. But they're gone. The thing that I'm thinking right now, Alex, I mean, there's a lot of people right now that when everything backs off, they think, oh, things are getting better again. Thank God. It's not getting better. Things are getting a lot worse. Unemployment numbers that are coming out are astronomical. You know, the automakers right now are about to fail. If they give them money, they'll
fail. It's the worst Christmas shaping up since the last year of World War II, when our economy was basically, you know, no Main Street economy. It was all wartime economy. Ted, this is scary.
It is. It's terribly frightening. And I can tell you right now, people should be getting into gold and silver, and they should have something that's real and hard that they can hold on to. This paper currency is doomed. The one thing that I was thinking, you brought up Christmas, and there's a lot of people that are thinking about what are they going to buy for Christmas. You know, all these store cards that you can buy, the merchandise cards, so people can come back and buy what they want. I would suggest this. Walking Liberty halves in rolls of 20 are sitting at $168 per roll of 20. They're at $8.60 a piece, or $168 per roll of 20. Buy those and give those to your friends, your relatives, your kids. Man, they're going to need this stuff. They might not know it right now, because a lot of people are still under the impression that the United States economy is going to pull through. But they're going to need this stuff. This is the thing that you
should... Well, Ted, I mean, in case things completely collapse, and I'm crossing my fingers, hoping, you know, praying that it's only a deep, long recession, but even mainline analysts are all saying, no, it's the question will be, how bad will the depression be? I just hope that people take advantage. Now, you do have American Eagles left when almost everybody else is sold out, right?
Oh, yeah, we've got American Eagles, just the Maple Leafs right now at this particular...
What size is an American Eagles?
I have 1 ounce, half ounce, quarter ounce, and tenth ounce. So whatever you decide you want to get.
And you have British Sovereigns, you have Francs. Yeah. Give people the prices on those and the price on the silver.
Again, 187 on the franc. And the British sovereign right now is 228. Alex, that is the same exact price when gold was at 706, right about the time I was locking in on this stuff. And the Walking Liberty halves. I mean, the coin right now is $8.40. Silver dollars are 25 bucks. You know, this is a lot more silver for the money. It's a better looking coin. And the main part about it is that this is the kind of thing that's going to bail you out when things are, you know, we're heading towards the kind of economy that you're going to need gold and silver to buy goods and services.
Well, I know this. I mean, I can feel really good about this. You're a sponsor of the show. You've made the show possible. You're selling gold cheaper than anywhere else I can find it. It's high quality. You have it in your vault. You can ship it directly to people. Folks should call 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237 today, and they should get into a tenth of an ounce, a half an ounce of gold, silver, whatever. Get in the mindset of getting out of paper dollars, especially those of you that have assets and you're still got it sitting in the bank of the stock market. Mainline analysts are saying 20-30% in precious metals, but they're still telling you, you know, have paper. Folks, if you trust the government or some far-off government to have it in a bank account or in a vault, then be my guest. But I would physically hold it, ladies and gentlemen. 800-686-2237. Here's that number if you missed it. 800-686-2237. Got links to minusresources.com up on Infowars.com. Ted Anderson, thanks for spending time with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up again.
You bet. Here's the number again. They'll be there till midnight. 800-686-2237. Give them a call. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
This is the end. Beautiful prayer.
For those holding, like Max and Junis and
this is the end.
Abraham, Ron first. I'm going to get to you, Ron, with Daryl Rhonda's our guest. We're going to have him back up in the future. But Daryl's a very successful advertising guy. He owns a large company that is out there marketing. He also helped start some folks in some international Christian ministries that are pretty well known. And he and I are wargaming out ideas of how to really get people trained and educated how to go out and wake up others. Let me tell you, Daryl's a great salesman. You ought to see him on the street. I've seen it. He's going to be up there off and on with us this weekend in Dallas. He's flying back in from Hawaii to his home outside Dallas to be with us some up there this weekend. So if you're up there at the Grassy Knoll, you'll probably see Daryl thereabouts the area with us. He's also going to go to the In the Fed with us that's coming up on Saturday. That's only about a mile and a half away from there as we protest the Federal Reserve. But Daryl, I wanted to have you back up this week, and we appreciate your time, to talk about ways to reach out to people, ways to not run folks off when you come up and try to talk to them on the street about the New World Order, government-sponsored terrorism, the Antichrist, whatever we're talking about.
Well, Alex, thanks for having me, and it's a pleasure to be here. Glad to share my time with you. I broke down a very simple four-step procedure for people, and I call it IPOD, I-P-O-D, and it's an acronym that just helps people kind of give them a guideline of how to effectively express their thoughts, their ideas, their message, whatever it is they want to communicate to people, and to do it in a way that makes sense. The I simply stands for icebreaker or introduction. And, of course, you've seen our million-dollar bills or our little curve illusion pink and blue gospel tracks. And we use those as a way to open up that door of conversation, i.e. might hand somebody a $1 million bill and then say, hey, could I ask you the $1 million question? And so, you know, there's lots of things you can do, DVDs, you know, flyers, promotional material. And if you really want to be successful getting it in people's hands, you know, what you can do is just ask a question that no matter how they respond to, they're going to want one, i.e., I say, hey, Alex, do you live here in town? You'd say,
yes, I do.
Oh, good. You'll need this. And then if you say, well, no, I don't, I'll say, well, here, you need this. Because either way, they need that, right? So, hey, are you happy with the way the government's taking care of things today? No? Oh, here, you'll want this. And it's a great way to get about 90% of the people just to take the literature or the DVD or whatever it is you're passing out at the time.
Yeah, because I watch these videos of We Are Change, 9/11 Truth. About half the time, folks won't take it. You know, because they see a nervous solicitor going, no, that doesn't work. They need to go, hey, I've got something that's really important for you. I've got some amazing stuff for you. But you have even better ways of doing that. So tell us about it.
Yeah, well, you could even ask things or what I say, customize the approach. In other words, I might say if you were walking down the street, I'd say, hey, all the handsome guys get one of these today. You know, and of course you're going to laugh and go, oh, okay, great, and you'll take one. You know, if it's a mom with kids pushing a stroller, I may say something like, hey, everybody with cute kids gets one of these today. And I go, oh, thank you, and they take it. So, you know, it's really a matter of just approaching people with dignity, with respect, and being calm, cool, collected about it. If you seem fanatical, then they, you know, kind of give you the Heisman move, right? You know, they kind of put that arm out and say, hey, no thanks. So you have to do it in a way that allows you to reach out to these people. Moreover, IPOD, right? The P stands for probing or asking questions. And all too often, people are so eager to get their message out, they never take time to connect with that person by asking probative questions. You know, questions like, hey, do you live around here? What do you think about our government? What do you think about this financial crisis? You know, do you think we should have bailed them out? What do you think? Where do you think that money's going? You know, just use the initial icebreaker.
Well, here's an example. Are you glad that the war is going to continue for at least 3 more years? And they're like, no. You know, 80% of the American people say, well, did you know that Obama says he's going to continue it? Then they instantly wake up that Obama's bad instead of, Obama's bad, and I'm going to tell you why. Then they're going to argue with you.
Right, absolutely. Then initially they're just going to put up their dukes, right, and they're ready for a big debate or an argument. And our job, you know, as a Christian, I look at it and think, well, all these end times prophecies that we see unfolding before our eyes, we know that the day is going to come when there will be a new world order. There will be a world government. There will be a one world currency. There will be an implant of a chip. And, you know, in fact, today on your website, I read about Microsoft working with Verichip, right? So, you know, the stage is being set for all that to happen. The Bible says it's going to happen. Therefore, I believe it to be true. So we can't really stop it from happening. But what we can do is be faithful farmers and sow that information, sow that seed of information to people. And then, once again, remember that, hey, don't take it rejection if they say no to you. They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting the material. And it's really not your job to wake them up. Your job is to give them good information. And then that's the rest is between them and God or their own conscience.
Well, it's our responsibility to warn people and reach out to them. And the Bible is full of that. Common sense just states that. Daryl, breaking off for a minute, because you've been involved, you know, heavily with Christian ministries. You've gotten, you know, thrown out of public places. It's been in the newspapers in Dallas trying to give people tracts and then made big cases out of that to defend the First Amendment. How did they take over the churches and turn them from being the tip of the spear morally and Christians knew they were supposed to be active and knew they were supposed to be out helping the poor to just going to these big glistening mega mall churches and worshiping some guy in a, you know, fancy suit with a pinky ring?
Well, I think a lot of it just stems from the fact that people are apathetic. You know, they're just plain apathetic. They just don't care. It stems back to love. Once again, if they truly loved others, then they would reach out to those people. They'd help those people. They couldn't turn a blind eye to the needs that people have. But yet, sometimes I wonder if they're even saved, you know, truly saved. You know, they may say they're a Christian, but the fruit that comes from their life may dictate otherwise. So Jesus says you'll know them by their fruit. And in fact, Matthew 24 and 25, when he talks about all the warning signs of the last days, you know, earthquakes, pestilence, famines, wars, and so on, there's one warning sign he starts with, he ends with it, and he repeats it 10 times. He doesn't repeat any of those other warning signs, but he repeats this one over and over. And it's, be careful no one deceive you. Many will come in my name claiming I am the Christ, and there'll be false prophets, false teachers, false witnesses. And, you know, a lot of Christians disguise their Christianity under Romans 13. They say, oh, we got to submit to authority. We got to submit to the people. And you got all these pastors and people telling people when martial law comes, just submit to authority. But if that was true, then Jesus, and what he stood for when he stood up to all the leaders of the day and called them sons of hell and brood of vipers and hypocrites, and told them that they would, that the drunkards and the prostitutes that he was ministering to would enter the kingdom of heaven even before them, because they were religious, but they didn't have any relationship, and they were all about, you know, power and money and fame and control. And, you know, we see a lot of that in the church today. They don't, it reminds me of an old book about these two guys that get stranded on an island, right? And the guy, first guy looks around, he finds out there's no food or water. He comes to the other guy and says, hey, man, we're going to die. There's no food or water. The guy says, hey, don't worry about it. I make $100,000 a week. The other guy says, hey, wait a minute, I don't think you understand, dude. There's no food. There's no water. What good's $100,000 a week going to do us on a deserted island? I mean, there's no stores. He says, look, man, I make $100,000 a week, and I'm a Christian, and I faithfully give 10% to the church. I know my pastor will find us. And I think that's a lot of it. You know, the pastors don't preach the truth today because they're afraid they're going to lose that money that people are given and caught into the things of the world.
They're little glitter bugs, and then people, like they're buying an indulgence from the Catholic Church 500 years ago, go, and then they give that money, and so they think, oh, it's all handled. Meanwhile, there's people and families falling apart all around them. The government's abusing people all around them. And I'm sorry, folks, if you're not putting yourself up against evil and tyranny, if you're not being persecuted, you're not in the right spot. This is not supposed to be fun, and it's not supposed to, you know, just all be a bed of roses, but it's rewarding. You know, not that I'm some higher mighty or good person, I'm terrible, but you know, growing up, I never understood, you know, going to church or whatever, why they said, you know, being persecuted was a blessing. But then you know you're doing the right thing, and it's such a blessing to be fighting evil and saving people and waking people up and doing that it's a blessing when you're attacked, because you see the anger in the enemy. You see them hopping up and down, realizing that you're over the target, bombing the hell out of them.
That's right. If you're not getting flack, you're not over the target, right? So when I see people mock me, make fun of me, you know, persecute me, I rejoice. Jesus says, rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. Just as they crucified him, you know, they're going to do other things to his servants. So, and it's not even if you're not a Christian, if you have, once again, any love, any compassion for other people, and the facts are the facts. I mean, the things you report on your show are accurate. You're not a prophet. You're not predicting the future. You're just doing your homework, and you know history, and you know history repeats itself, and you see the way the New World Order is positioning themselves. And so, once again, even if you're not a Christian, you should care enough about your fellow man to try to wake them up. Now, once again, it's not your responsibility whether they wake up or not. It's your responsibility to give them the information.
I agree.
And share.
Daryl, I want to talk more about that in future shows and more before you leave us today. But right now, I want to go to Ron in New York because he's a caller been holding for about an hour, and then he's got some info for us. And then we'll get back into ways to reach out, ways to be more effective. We're going to make some little videos for YouTube, maybe even this weekend, of examples of you and I doing this. You're a lot better at it than I am at actually getting folks to stop and listen. Let's go, and like how to build a crowd, how to get folks around you, how to really be effective, and we appreciate you doing that. Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, hello, Alex. Alex, one of the things I want to speak about today is the nomination of Eric Holder for Attorney General of the United States, and the way the mainstream press or establishment press has treated it. I find it rather ironic that the only thing that they could mention about him was his involvement with the pardon of Mark Rich when he was at the Justice Department under Bill Clinton. Now, well, that is certainly something that should be examined in a transgression. By comparative analysis, it's the least of his transgressions, and the greater ones are not mentioned. Eric Holder was instrumentally involved in the incineration, or what I prefer to call the murder at Waco, those children. He was an upper echelon member of the Justice Department at that time.
They're appointing the worst people, not just people from the Clinton administration, the very worst from that administration and the Bush administration, and slumlords and gangsters. I mean, folks, they are going to hurt us bad.
Holder's record is even worse than that. Holder, He's a funny guy. He made a statement a few days ago about how he wants to restore the United States to a level of respect for human and civil rights, yet as a stooge for the Bush administration in 2005, he came up with strategies to help them have the infamous Patriot Act renewed. So this man is like totally mercenary. In addition, any of your listeners who are over 15 years of age should remember Holder going before congressional committees in the early 90s, 1993-94, to defend the behavior at Waco and at Ruby Ridge. I'll never forget this man's testimony. He was dripping with indifference and arrogance to the murder of children. And yet,
Hold on. You're a retired New York cop, sent us a lot of good info over the years. What do you think about everything that's unfolding and happening right now?
Well, what I think about is that it's everything that anyone with a logical and dialectic mind could have predicted. The, like, call it the New World Order, the globalists had their plan in effect, and it's unraveling now, and it's coming to its complete fruition. That's what I think. It's something that you saw. I saw many people who had their eyes open should have seen at least 10 or 15 years ago coming. And I think that what they're trying to do basically is collapse the republic, and they're just about there. I think also, in part, I have to blame largely, and I always do this, and I've done it before on your broadcast. Well, I blame these evil leaders. I don't want to call them leaders. Let's say evil powers, all right, for doing this. I, to some portion, blame the American people for being apathetic and pursuing, as was said earlier on a tape, hedonistic pleasures. Well, they should have been concerned with their survival and their nation and their self-respect and dignity. I blame them in part for that, too. Now, the next thing I wanted to move on to was these bailouts. Well, I do agree that we shouldn't just give the auto industry a bailout, okay, and it's correct to monitor or be concerned about a $25 billion loan. How come such a level of concern about a $25 billion loan, but they handed the banks at least $700 billion, no questions asked, with a blindfold on? I mean, that something is wrong when you do the comparative analysis there. I have my theories as to why they did that, but I'm surprised that doesn't strike most people as strange. Make a big hullabaloo over $25 billion, and it's correct that they should. I'm not against that, but nothing over $700 billion. Hello? Hello?
Yes, Ron.
Yeah,
I'm just.
Well, I'm sorry.
I mean, once I start interrupting, you'll never be able to get a word out. But listen, I appreciate your call, and I want to go to some other callers before the show has to end. But Daryl Rundis, your comments, I mean, it's a culture of corruption. Once you...
Absolutely, Alex. In fact, you know, you and I were talking about this, and I mean, this is economics 101. If you have a liquidity crisis with the banks, they don't have money because people are defaulting on their mortgages, and they had written all this bad paper, you really want to, get cash back into the system. Look, you don't take $350 billion, $700 billion, a trillion, whatever it is, and just give it to the same banks that squandered the money. That's the equivalent of me saying, hey, Alex, give me 10 grand. I'll hold it for you. I'll take care of it. And when you need it, I'm going to give it back to you plus 10%. And when you come to get the money, I say, hey, Alex, I'm sorry. I made some bad choices. I made some bad investments. I squandered your money. Really sorry. I feel really bad. So I tell you what. Go take out a loan for 10 grand, give it to me, and then I'll give it back to you.
Well,
I mean, that's ridiculous. Nobody would stand for that. But all they had to do was give the money to the people, because if I gave you a check for 20 grand, where's the first place you're going to take that check? You're going to take it to the bank. You're going to deposit it. There's the liquidity issue crisis solved, right?
And then they can loan that out 10 times through fractional reserve banking. But instead, they're investing in China. They're investing in Europe. They're investing in infrastructure, buying it up. That's in the news today that some of the bailout money from Bank of America is being invested in China. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, that's because they don't care about the people. I mean, I think it's time, and that's why we need to do this boot camp, because I think the American people and the politicians have forgotten who they work for, us. I mean, personally, if I ran my business the way they run the government, I'd have been broke a long time ago, or I'd have been replaced. I'd have been fired. So, you know, why we don't rise up and say, hey, we're not going to take it anymore. You're fired. You know, we're bringing in some new people or a new system. In fact, the best system that I've ever thought of that I think would be great, would solve all these problems, but it'll never happen because they don't want to give up their power, is to give the power truly back to the people. You know, maybe once a quarter, have everybody go vote on the issues. Do you think marijuana should be legal? Let the people vote on it. Should abortion be legal? Let the people vote on it. And then have their politician, their representative, go back to Congress and vote the way they're
Well, they can't let us do that because almost 70% are against abortion and be banned. 80-something percent are against marijuana being illegal. It would be legalized. I mean, it's really weird. The Constitution and what's common sense and what the people want is actually what's popular, but they never allow it.
That's right, because then they would have to relinquish their power. See, it's the same reason why when the Jews turned Jesus over to be crucified, that's why Christians should believe in conspiracies. I mean, they've happened throughout the course of history. The Jews conspired to kill Jesus in the middle of the night. And, but they did it and they lied about it and tried to cover it up later because they didn't want to relinquish their power. They were collecting all the taxes. They had power. They had authority over the, you know, of Jerusalem, and they didn't want to give that up. And so when you examine people's motives, it's pretty simple. I mean, come on, use your common sense. Who spends, I forget what Barack just spent to become president,
$300 million,
$400 million, okay, billions of dollars to get elected to a job that pays you $300,000 a year.
Hold on, stay there. Here we go, folks.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com."
You know, I want to go to Max and Abraham and Nick, but we're out of time. Daryl, I'm going to have you back up next week for a full hour, not just 30 minutes, to talk about what you witnessed, what you saw at the in the Fed going on, and we're going to be out at the JFK Memorial. and just a lot of other stuff going on. And we'll videotape, you talking to crowds of people because you are a very effective salesman. That's why your company's made tens of millions of dollars. And we'll show folks an example of using sales techniques to sell the truth and get people to pay attention. It's really simple once you see it, but you'll notice that most of us aren't using these techniques. Let's jam in another call here. Max in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I've been, I just wanted to compliment you for your great work. I've been following you for like 7 years now.
Thank you.
And since you were talking about Eric Holder, I just wanted to say something real quick. I heard the other day on, I think it was Democracy Now!, he's also defending the Chiquita Corporation for allegedly financing some paramilitary groups, like $1.7 million.
Yes.
Down in Colombia. So, yeah, that was just...
No, they want gangsters as the attorney general. And, I mean, this is basically the Clinton and Bush administration merging.
Yeah, absolutely.
Daryl, is that horrifying you to see what Obama's doing?
Oh, yeah.
I tell you the truth, Alex. They're all a bunch of puppets whose strings are pulled by the power elite. You know, so I think, in fact, within the power structure, you really have two different classes. You know, you have like the Bilderberger socialist type of class, and that's why you saw Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton get together in their little secret meeting earlier this year when Obama abandoned the press on his airplane. And it just so happened when you were there in town, they were having Bilderbergers in Virginia, that all happened. But then I think you got the Bush side of things, which is more the, let's say you got the socialist on Barack's side, and then you've got the more fascist, corporatist, type of side. And I think those two factions kind of war against each other for power or to kind of have their agenda pushed. But in the end, it's all the same big group that's controlling everything.
Absolutely. Anything else, Max?
I wanted to make a comment about what you guys were talking about yesterday about World Trade Center number 7. And I've seen a lot of I've done my own research. I've seen all of the movies that are out there and everything. And I was surprised that nobody ever tried to connect the flight that went down in Pennsylvania with the World Trade Center number 7, because if you... That's just my personal assumption.
Yeah, a lot of people thought that was meant for that building, and then they were going to blow it up, but that it got shot down, and it was in a beeline for that, but it was also in a beeline for Washington. We appreciate your call. I want to jam in Abraham. Sorry to Nick. Abraham in Washington, you're our tail gunner with Dale Rundis and Alex Jones.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? I just wanted to ask your advice about something. I'm going to be going before the city council up here where I live to get a piece of legislation blocked to have cameras in.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know the best way to approach it, because I've got two of the councilman's ears. You know, they're pretty good friends of mine, and I want to know how to approach that. They're also interested in stuff to repeal the Patriot Act, stuff to stop.
Okay, well, I mean, it's just a declaration of the Bill of Rights. It is still alive in their town. 800 plus cities and 7 states have passed it. You can Google that, pull it up. And I would just point out that it's going to be used to surveil and control the people, that they have studies in England and in D.C. and New York that surveillance cameras do not deter crime, and that it's associated for some strange reason with higher crime. And so that's basically what I tell them. You can Google those terms and pull them up. Appreciate your call, Abraham. Back live tomorrow, folks. Rebroadcast starts now at Infowars.com. Daryl Rundis, I'm going to see you this weekend, buddy.
All right, can't wait. I guess I'll meet you at the grassy knoll around 11 from the sound of it.
Absolutely. We'll see you then, my friend. Take care. There goes Daryl Rundis. Rebroadcast starts now at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.